The Lost Art of Letter Writing. The ratio of daylight to handwriting was the same as lacing to eyesight. The paper was so thin it skinned air. The hand was fire and the page tinder. Everything burned away except the one place they singled out between fingers, over a letter pad they set aside for the long evenings of their leave achings. Always asking after what they were losing. Always performing, even when a shadow fell across the page and they knew the answer was not forthcoming. The same action. First, leaning down, pen becoming a stab to walk fields with as they vanished underfoot in memory. Then the letting up, the lighter stroke, which brought back crane lintel, a bicycle wheel rusting, an iron circle, hurting the glimpse again, and the edges, veil and hawthorn, again just in time for the May novenas, recited in sweet air on a road leading to another road, then another one, widening to a motorway with four lanes, ending in a new town on the edge of a city they will never see. And say an art is lost when it no longer knows how to teach a sorrow to speak. Come, say away we lost it, stacking letters in the attic, going downstairs so not to listen to the fields stirring at night as they became memory, and in the morning as they became ink. What we did was not to hear them whispering the only question they knew by heart, the only one learned from all those epistles of air and unreal resistance. How do I do it? Is it still there?